It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
So Doreen Discovers continues. So tell us about your peeps.
I went to the Racine Art Museum, RAM, and our friend Laura D'Amato, who works there, because they have a peeps exhibit. And this is the 15th year of it, and I can't believe I've never gone before. They have people send in peep art, like something they either made, like a diorama or a painting, whatever their imaginations can come up with, sometimes from around the world.
They've and this had is all peeps themed.
All peeps, and it has to include peeps or some kind of a peep in it or something. I will post the pictures. I couldn't stop taking pictures and videos because some of these were so creative. Like one girl crocheted a sweater and it's peeps. It was unbelievable.
Don't want to wear that in the rain.
Creativity.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
And Moon even had an entrance. I'll show you Moon's entrance in this. Now they've had things from New Zealand. Everything that was there this time around was just the United States from around the country, not just around here. They have a 13 and under category, and then there's adults and different themes, and it was fascinating. Everywhere you looked, you saw something different. I cannot believe how creative people are with peeps.
And you said it was jam-packed.
Jam-packed. People wait in line hours to get in to see this. And it's, like I said, it's the 15th year, and it's different every year. And they pick winners and honorable mentions. And some of these are behind glass. It's something to see. That's
amazing, too. Now, and that's all peeps.
This may not be all peeps.
But the hair is.
But there's peeps and then her necklace. And it's, like I said, I'll put these up on Facebook.
Now, so this is still going on at the Racine Art Museum.
It is. So, yes, you can still go see this until April 13th. It'll be up on display. So if you thought you missed it because Easter is over, you still have time. And I highly recommend it. It would be a great place to take the kids, especially if it's raining. Mm-hmm. I know so a lot of people are on spring break last week, which it was really crowded for that. But I know some schools are on spring break right now. Go take the kids if you're around. They'll love it. Here, this one was Moon's. You can see there's a little waffle maker, and then he waffled a peep, and it's crying.
Wow. That's incredible.
I know. It's the creativity. It was so much fun. I'm not sure how long I was there. Probably an hour. I could have spent another hour looking and at everything. It was so much fun.
See, they do such a great job there. The most amazing thing about this is not just the art, but the fact that this has been going on for, like you said, 15 years. I never even heard of it.
Yeah. And they sometimes get some in that they can't display.
Oh.
And they think maybe they could do a peeps after dark. Oh. Or maybe a special adults only.
A peep show,
section.
If you will.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, there actually was a peep show in this display, but it was tasteful.
Okay.
If you can.
If you can be tasteful.
But with peeps and a peep show, yes. But it was so much fun. And thank you to Laura for showing me around and having me down there. The one thing that I didn't get, though, was a picture with me and Laura. So now I'm going to have to go back.
Well, she was on our trip, I'm sure.
She
there
was.
Are pictures.
I'll find one.
She's been on many of our trips. So if you want to follow Doreen and see these pictures,
they'll be on Instagram at Doreen965WKLH. I'll post them maybe to our Facebook page too, on WKLH, because if you don't have an Instagram, you could be able to see them there.
Pete Holmes says that when he goes to a museum, he just tries to look smart because he doesn't understand art.
When I'm at a museum, I'm not looking at a painting to appreciate it. I'm staring at it, trying to figure out how long is appropriate for this one. So when I walk away, the other people watching me aren't like, well, he didn't get it at all. So I make my serious face. I go, But up top, I'm just like, honey nut Cheerios. But when I'm at the museum and I find the name brands, when I find the Picassos, when I find the Monets, I feel good. I'm like, these are the good ones. People are gonna ask if I saw these. I'm gonna buy magnetic representations of these to prove that I wasted my day here.